Accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Shall not be in friend, shall not be in friend, shall not be in friend. Shall not be in friend. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And on the Fridays, we get ready to close out the week. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch, it's a protocol. You're going to set it up on your computer, but it's going to come to your mobile phone via text. It doesn't have to be a smartphone. And with this, you can set up everything you got going on during the day, all that innocuous stuff. But what Civil Dispatch does, unbidden, based upon your locale, and it sort of separates them from the rest of the herd, they're going to tell you about things you can't imagine, that there's really no way to plan for. Terrorist attack, flash flood, earthquake, tornado, it doesn't matter. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets for redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Who out there remembers when you were in the fifth grade? And when there was probably a lot more woods around you, pre-development. There's something about the woods that just, you know, attracts little boys, especially. Last month in Georgia, a group of fifth graders decided they were going to build a treehouse fort behind their homes in the woodline. And the last thing that they expected was to have the police called on them, and who then responded with their guns drawn. 11-year-old Omari Grant told reporters that he and his friends often played in the wooded area behind their subdivision, and it had never been a problem in the past. However, they began to build a fort in the trees, and that was when a resident from the neighboring subdivision made a call to 911 to report the activity. You know, see something, say something. Thanks, Lucy Napolitano. Edgar Dillard, whose wife made the 9/11 call, explained, "There were falling hazards and tripping hazards, all kinds of hazards. So number one concern was concern for the children and concern for the environment." Henry County, Georgia, police officers responded to the call, and for reasons that have never, at this point, this happened a month ago, and they have yet to be explained. One officer drew his gun and pointed it at the children as they were ordered to the ground. They were then treated like criminals, forced to lie face down with their legs spread while the officers cleared the fort building scene. Omari's mother, Janice Baptiste, said her son was traumatized by the entire incident, which she said, being slightly humored, described what the children were being treated as if they were robbing a store. When Omari was walked home by the officer, all he could say while crying was, "Mom, he had a gun in my face. He had a gun in my face." Even the busybodies were shocked that the police pulled guns on them. at that particular moment when they were watching this happen, feeling like good citizens, all of their concerns for environmental hazards went right out the window when they saw one of these cops stick a gun in the face of an 11-year-old. Baptiste has filed an excessive force complaint with the police department, and an investigation is now being conducted. Sergeant Joey Smith of the Henry County Police Department said, if it were justified, then we'll deal with it. If it wasn't, we'll address it as well. Sergeant Smith is a father himself, and he admitted to reporters that he could understand why the boy's parents would be upset. And although Omari realizes it probably wasn't the best idea to be cutting the branches off the trees, he also has a different opinion of those who were sworn to serve and protect him now. I learned that they're supposed to help you not make you feel scared to even come outside. I was thinking that I don't want to be shot today, so I just listened to what they said. That's how accidents happen. Now, I don't know what, you know, the investigation has not concluded or whatever they're doing. But here's the thing. When you draw a gun from a holster and you're dealing with stress and you have a hand holding the gun, your hands in stressful times, the fingers curl into a fist. And if you have your finger in the trigger guard of that gun while you're sitting there, apparently, you know, scared crazy, there's a possibility you pull that trigger. And then, instead of them saying, well, we'll find out if it was justified or not, then you have a dead child. I remember, I guess when I was in my 20s or 30s, there were police officers, that would retire, never having drawn their gun in the field. And now I guess they count it by how many times a day they draw it. In Colorado, as they continue the trial with their, over their new gun control, the defense of the law called Daniel Webster of the Johns Hopkins Center for Gun Control to the stand Monday. And he's famous for his study on how the repeal of gun control laws in Missouri in 2007 affected homicides and the crime rate. His study, by the way, did not differentiate between justified and purposeful homicide. The study has been cited by media outlets such as PBS and BBC to show why gun control might work. What they actually repealed in Missouri was some remnants of Jim Crow. Webster was cross-examined by David Koppel, who is a very shrewd individual and a pro-gun attorney. Koppel asked him why he studied only the sale of handguns and did not address the issue of loaning firearms. And Webster said he didn't remember. He asked Webster if he knew that there was a disclaimer on the ATF's website about the reliability of the trace data, and he didn't give a clear answer. Koppel pointed out that the Congressional Research Center said trace cannot be used to describe the path of a gun and how it would get to an individual or a criminal. I don't know what the Congressional Research Center said, Webster responded. I don't think it was relevant. That's about the way it went. And given, as he was exiting stage right off of his stellar testimony, Mr. Webster was asked, do you think this would have changed the outcome of your study? And he said no. And that's because Johns Hopkins is funded and just about owned, if not outright, I think, by Bloomberg, who a lot of people are running from now. So, another one bites the dust if you want to. Another one bites the dust. Studies, if you're going to look at a study, look at it from an economist. If John Lott turned around tomorrow, based upon his past studies, and found out some anomaly that was starting where all of the law-abiding gun carriers were starting to go rogue, I would have to pay attention to that. Because based upon his method, he's not trying to pad this or influence it in any way. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
More pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I know that right now that James Yeager and some of his alumni are going to make the trip to Clark County, Nevada. And I know that there's other places out there that are getting ready to mobilize to go to Clark County, Nevada. If you go, the expressed purpose should be to observe. Don't get out there and telegraph any other intention. Because they're going to be watching. expect them to watch. But I've also heard that Sandoval, the governor of Nevada, who I didn't even know who it was yesterday, but I've heard he stepped into it. I've heard that Senator Dean Heller has personally written to the director of the Bureau of Land Management. Let's see what comes of that. That this does need to be squelched through official channels. But I'm very, very encouraged by what's happening here, because you didn't see this happen at Ruby Ridge. You didn't see this happen at Waco. James Yeager is going with the pipe hitters. And I've seen the pipe hitters. I've seen the pipe hitters operate. Let's go to the phones. Glenn in Philadelphia. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill. The operative question for today is, what kind of mentally ill, cowardly, blankety blank draws a weapon on a fifth grader?
Come down out of the treehouse and let me see your hands. Leave the cookies.
You know, growing up in the 60s, I mean, kids, you know, would do mischief and stuff. The idea of anything like happening in the suburban, you know, Philadelphian community in which I grew up as a kid, if anything like that happened, it would have created a sensation. I mean, there would have been, you know, I mean, it would be unheard of for anything like that to happen, you know. And, it, you know, everybody would have been so appalled. I mean, the police department would have been besieged by complaints, and there would have been, you know, immediate disciplinary action and stuff like that. Now, 1 week ago today, fortunately, we don't haven't heard any of these like excessive stories like in the region which I live. Thank God, we seem to have, you know, pretty sane behaviors here in the densely populated suburbs of a large city. Some of that stuff seems to be happening more in rural areas and stuff like that. But you know, 1 week ago today, I heard a helicopter, you know, flying low outside. I live near a turnpike exit, so sometimes there are accidents on the turnpike and the news helicopters fly over and stuff. And I walked down, and there was like one helicopter flying, you know, below 1,000 feet, just hovering. And then all of a sudden there were two of them right above me. The next thing I knew, there were three police cars from two different police departments parked right along, you know, by my driveway. One, you know, partially occluding my driveway. I thought, oh no, they're coming for me because I stole a candy bar when I was 9. But had nothing to do with me.
Your rap sheet caught up with you, did it?
Yeah, yeah. No, had nothing to do with me. They were looking for a man and a woman fleeing on foot who would set up a meth lab in a Days Inn. And that's pretty brilliant. But you know, the police were right there. There were two police women. Two of the women. One woman was sitting in her SUV with the windows down. The other one was standing talking to her, and I was able. And just over, and I said, "Hey, what, another turnpike accident?" And I said, "Oh no, we're watching for a man and woman fleeing on foot." So they were just, you know, waiting there for instructions as to where to deploy, you know, to go looking. You know, so they were just kind of like lined up waiting to see what, you know, for instructions. But I mean, so here they are directly involved. I mean, you've got, you know, police helicopters overhead looking for these fleeing people, the police sitting by waiting, and, you know, so here I am, just Joe Schmo, you know, inquiring, and, you know, I get a perfectly reasonable response. So, you know, they just clearly looked at me as just a curious member of John Q. Public. Nobody growled or grimaced or, you know, they're just very polite and, you know, even saw fit to explain, you know, give me a brief, you know, one sentence explanation of what they were doing. Obviously did not see me as a threat. They didn't say, "Stand down, sir, citizen, and mind your own business," right? They were just very cordial. And I thought, you know, thank God that's the way our police are around, you know, around here. You know, that they're approachable.
I haven't run into anybody that in local law enforcement that wants to feel their hand either. But it, you know, I think the incidence of this happening. The only problem I have with that is I've seen video of cops that have guns out where they're talking amongst each other, but they don't understand the stress they're under. And I saw some female cop in California. She had her gun down at the low ready, but the suspect or whatever, whoever it was, he was on the ground. And she discharged his weapon and narrowly missed his head. And that's because her hands reacted instinctively to the stress she was feeling.
Right, right.
So if you've got your finger on the trigger guard at that particular point, accidents can happen. If you're not indexing your finger on the frame of the gun, consciously doing that, you have to consciously do that. And I don't know if they train police officers to do that or not. I would hope so.
Right, right. But so now I see that once the weapon is drawn, you're subject to these potential accidents. And and this guy apparently pointed the gun at these boys. He didn't.
Right in his face.
He wasn't really holding it down. He wasn't holding his gun down. You know, he was pointing it at the picture to intimidate. Oh, what kind of sick blankety blank needs to intimidate a fifth grade child? What is wrong with, with a personality that requires that sort of, affirmation through instilling fear in others? That is a personality disorder, clearly and unambiguously.
But it's, I think it's based on fear.
Well, yes. There's a whole class of psychological illnesses, known as personality disorders, borderline personality disorder, sociopathic personality disorder, narcissistic personality disorder. Anybody who has an ego-based need to instill fear in a child to feel powerful is sick. Absolutely.
Well, I think they, but I also think they have fear within themselves.
No. If you are that much of a coward, you don't need to be anywhere near a gun. I'll tell you what. I'm not a cop. I'm a nurse. I worked in psychiatric settings, okay, where, big, heavy steel doors and, very, very sick people on drugs and, with hallucinations and things like that and problems and rage issues and stuff. And occasionally, a big, strong person could act out, and there were methods for dealing, not with a fifth grader, with a large 20s, 30s-year-old person lashing out. And there were ways, there were methods and ways of deploying, four and five guys, to restrain this person. And it was, we're talking, they were never, nobody would ever think of striking the patient. The patient might be trying to strike you, but you don't strike the patient. No draconian methods. The person would be subdued and restrained. And the people who took care of them, put themselves at risk, but to do their jobs. But we're talking about, big, strong people lashing out who would be controlled and unharmed with no weapons, nothing. Okay? In an environment where nobody was ever harmed. And this was the policy and the procedure in the operation of such places. And that's the way these places are to this day. That was risk. So, and these guys go out, and then they find it compelled. They would then even walk up on the situation and assess the situation to see who they were dealing with and if there was any threat. They didn't wait till a threat emerged. They just want that is mental illness. If you feel compelled to instill fear in a child, there's something wrong with you.
There you go. Running out of time here, Glenn. Ted, if you will, in Kentucky, hang on through the break. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cued.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Luck and Load. Lock and Load. Let's go to the phones. Ted in Kentucky, thank you very much for holding.
It's Ed. How you doing, Bill?
Oh, Ed. Well, it's Ted. Okay, Ed in Kentucky, thank you very much for holding. What can I do for you?
Well, brother, I was listening to RBN the last couple of days and listened to this Nevada situation. Now, mind you, we have now three situations brewing that's considering that's, that has got involved the alphabet law enforcement, such as the Department of Homeland Stupidity. That's up above everybody's list.
Right.
Central Ignorance Agency, Nazi Socialist Agribus, name the alphabet. They're New York, Connecticut, now Nevada.
Right.
Now, you're talking three situations where the American people are now standing up and saying, we don't recognize your law enforcement, we don't recognize your government, we're taking our country back without your help. Now, I overheard on one of the programs that a Supreme Court ruling, now, little reminder, you know how they say ignorance of the law is no excuse for court, right?
Right.
But do they not say use that same ignorance to screw you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, here's a little fact. Sheeple and people that are listening. Supreme Court ruling says anyone that feels threatened and is threatened by a law enforcement officer that is acting unconstitutional, a derelicting of their duty and position and title, they have the right to defend themselves, even if it means nose to nose. And that
The thing that you're pointing out, I watched video yesterday of what's happening in Nevada, and I see, first of all, they're sharpshooters. You can see them. You can see the snipers. That's not the way you set something up like that. Huh?
Hey, Bill, weren't we trained a sniper in the military was supposed to be concealed at all costs?
Yes. You can see the snipers.
The only thing you see of a sniper is his handiwork, and that's somebody's brains being splattered 50 yards across an open field.
Well, and the other thing is if they're close enough to be seen with the naked eye, they're not near far enough away. That's not sniping. And the other thing is with their leading element that I saw on video yesterday with the guys with the dogs and everything, those guys couldn't have moved because they were so bunched up. And I'm just thinking, and when I thought about that and I looked at that and I was just thinking, okay, how would they execute something in Connecticut? How would they execute something in New York? They've spread themselves too thin, haven't they?
Well, let's put it this way. The way they bunch up like that, a bum rush would take them down without firing a shot. A simple bum rush. And they're through. They won't know how to react. Because they're too bunched up, their hands are not free, and by the time they know what's happening, they're on the ground.
That's the other thing. They all had tasers in their... in their strong hands. So I was just thinking, I don't know who trained these boys, but they need to go get their money back.
Department of Homeland Stupidity.
Okay, well, that explains it.
They were trained by our government. Do I need to say anything else?
Well, you know.
I want to know who gives them their psych evaluations. I really do.
I don't know if they take them. You know, when I look at all of these things that are happening right now, you're right. Everybody's standing up right now. Right now, there is movement towards Clark County, Nevada. Now, what we should hope for is for something peaceful to happen where the federal government is rebuffed and said, you can't do this. That's what we should hope for. And then we see what they do. Now, if this federal government is you know, if they do the way the history dictates they're going to do. Right now, the Attorney General is in criminal contempt of Congress because he will not turn over documentation pertaining to Fast and Furious. And he's getting to the point now to where he's challenging representatives saying, hey, don't go there, buddy. But he still isn't turning anything over.
But the thing is, he's still above. Why is he not in jail? He should have been in jail from when he faced the Senate.
That's why Obama invoked an executive privilege on that to shelter him.
Although Obama
didn't have any, you know, that's not really what it's designed for. And Obama knew that when he invoked it, but Obama doesn't care because the quote unquote constitutional scholar thinks he knows ways to get around the Constitution or just thinks he's royal. I don't know.
His license has been revoked.
That's right.
I mean, Harvard, on that question, they said, have you ever had any aliases? He said, no. Go to find out when they dug deeper in his background, because that birth certificate situation, they go to find out he had minimal that they knew of and found out 12 Social Security numbers under 12 different names. And they turned around, went straight to the bar and said, went to the bar and said, listen, he's revoked. I don't care what you say. We're revoked his license. She got her license revoked because she screwed some clients over.
It's amazing how Democrats... Didn't Bill Clinton get his license to practice law in Arkansas revoked?
I don't know if they revoked his or not.
I think they did in light of his
Yeah, is Lance cover up with Lewinsky. Escalated, they cover up the payout. I think that was quietly. I think you're right. That was quietly to the bill. Just give up the license.
Yeah. You know, it is interesting. We're going to see how this plays, but the thing that I'm encouraged about, I'm really encouraged about this. People are heading to Clark County because this isn't happening like it did in Waco and Ruby Ridge. There were no camera phones. There was no
ubiquitous internet. We got the technology now that we didn't have before. At Waco and Ruby Ridge, it was their side that we saw on TV.
Yep.
You know, now it's going to play out. You want to know the truth? Well, you could tell your dinosaur media it's one thing, but the people around the world are going to know the other thing. And it's going to happen within minutes.
A lot of people going up there with cameras. my buddy Yeager, he's going out there with a group he calls the Pipe Hitters. I've actually seen those cats operate. Those boys are high speed. But they're going out there armed with cameras. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. I don't think they want to do operations under this kind of spotlight right now. I think it has grown into such a mass that now they're just trying to figure out a way to extricate themselves to save face. But we'll see.
Well, you know, you got my email address. Keep me posted. I'd like to know what happens.
Roger that. I will let you know.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Coming up on the last break on the hour. Coming up third hour, we're going to be joined by Ken Blanchard. The urban podcaster, he's got a book coming out called The Black Man with a Gun Reload, and we're going to talk about his book and everything that he's done. Ken is a Ken's a reverend, and if you were to cross swords with him, if you were to do a home invasion on Ken after he puts you down, he will bless you. When we get back from break, we're going to talk about Chicago. Chicago's been taking cues from the UK government and massaging their crime statistics in order to make it look like the homicide capital city of the United States had less. And they've actually found other homicides that they've reclassified. We're going to talk about that when we get back. The Battle Comp Lock and Load promo. Excuse me, I've already done the Battle Comp Challenge. 18 left. $100 donation to the Brian Terry Foundation. Email me the receipt that you'll get at bill@lockandloadradio.com. Let me know what Battle Comp you want. Let me know what address you want it shipped to. I forward all of that to Battle Comp. Your tax-deductible donation, well, you take care of that tax time next year. You get a piece of equipment that's going to change the characteristic of your rifle. And he has them for 30 calibers like 308, 300 Blackout. He has them for AKs, and he has them for the 5.56. And for those of you that have a 14.5-inch that you need to pin and weld, he has the 1.5. And they will have uniquely, the 25 that we're doing, will have uniquely the Lock and Load logo on them instead of the Battle Comp logo. So, 18 left. If you want to kit your rifle up and give money to a good cause. Brian Terry Foundation would not exist if Brian Terry were alive, and Brian Terry isn't alive because of Fast and Furious. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. When my church runs me out of town.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to knobcreekrange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit knobcreekrange.com today.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter's Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter's Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter's Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter's Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to the phones again, Fred in California. Thank you for calling back, sir. I didn't even see the message pop up. What can I do for you?
Oh, is it me?
Yes, it is.
Hey, it's Fred from Georgia.
Georgia?
Yeah, only missing a slight, you know, line in the middle there. No big deal.
Yeah, same hemisphere. Anyway, yep. What's up?
Oh, not much. I'm surrounded by children that I'm homeschooling today, so I had to hide myself away to make this call, which is actually, I'm going to take advantage of it. I'm going to teach them about the Federal Reserve and the War of Northern Aggression. Nobody else will. But I'm calling about the Bundy stuff, and I had a couple of ideas that, you know, we could use to turn this to our advantage. I mean, I think that once the militia is up there and all the other bystanders, it'd be a great idea just to shame them. You know, are you kind of any kind of American? You know, that kind of stuff. Shame on you.
You know, well, here's my thought on that. What I'm thinking about this, they have this history with some of the stuff that they've done where they've been able to operate out of the public eye.
Yeah.
And they've always pushed the edge of the envelope on that. Now, this whole thing is, you know, it's 20 years old. Mr. Bundy, because of his background and his family's background, doesn't believe that that's federal land. I'm not going to disagree with him because, you know, the feds sweep in all the time and say, this is federal land. That's funny, my swimming pool's in the middle of it. They do that all the time. And so I'm not going to think that he's wrong about this, but this has been going on for a while. And this could have been handled a whole different way. But he got out there and he said, well, this starts a range war. And the Bureau of Land Management said, oh, this is a threat. What can we do? Let's roll out all the toys that we got that we've never gotten to use. And what they should have done is some representative should have gone out there and said, Mr. Bundy, you know, we know you don't like us. And, you know, we don't necessarily agree with what you've got going on either, this imaginary line on the map. And, but we got a job to do. And, can we talk about this before we go into a range war? But they didn't do that. So now it gets to happen under a spotlight, which is not something they like to operate under. This is why nothing's happened in Connecticut yet, because that'll be under a spotlight. In just, what is it? Today's the 11th. In four days, the spotlight goes, it blinks on in New York. Because that's the deadline there too. So,
you know,
I'm waiting to see what they're willing to do under a spotlight.
Well, you know, I think this is kind of a tense time for everybody. You know, I think you're right. That's what they should have done. Although I can go back and, you know, we've talked about the justice system several times. You know, Mr. Bundy, I think, is rightfully frustrated because he can't get any justice in court and can't even get to a state court. And after reading the whole story, what strikes me is in the Constitution it says very clearly that the only federal land the federal government, the Congress, is authorized to buy is for setting up forts and docks and arsenals and magazines. They don't have permission to buy land otherwise. And, you know, I don't know why our forefathers let them get away with this, but they own, like, what, 80% of Utah? It's gotten to be really ridiculous. And besides that, I'm really concerned in that they may be trying to use some of this land as collateral for their spending sprees and borrowing.
There's different theories about that. When I had Jim Garrow on the show, the postulation was with all the debt that the Chinese hold. Because how much real estate does China own in Utah? You pointed out Utah. They own a lot of Utah, don't they?
They may. I'm not sure.
Yeah. It's been postulated that some of these big real estate assets that the feds lay claim to could be used as a way to pay off the debt. But the big problem, the way that the whole genesis to that conclusion that Jim Garrow made was he was the one that broke the story about the litmus test with generals. Would you fire on American citizens?
Yep.
And that's also his theory behind after election, his big push for civilian disarmament, because if it comes out, well, hello, today, I, your president, I've given away Oregon to the Chinese to settle parts of the debt. Nothing will change. You'll still have your Visa cards. You know.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that wouldn't fly with an armed populace. You've given away Oregon to the Chinese. Is that right? Yeah. Well, what's the, come Chinese New Year, it's going to be the year of the, open a big old can of whoop something.
Yeah, I know. It's just, with modern armaments, it's really easy to take down a lot of people with just a few.
Yes.
Unfortunately. But again, you're right. You live in a nation
But we
where,
would be the few. We would be the guerrillas.
Yeah.
The UE. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm going to take that as a note of optimism. I just wanted to throw out the idea that we really should be shaming them and also educating them. You know, look, the federal land isn't supposed to be owned by you guys. You don't have
to. Well, they were shamed yesterday
them.
In that video that was posted up. They ended up getting in their vehicles and pulling away. They did not intimidate the people there. They tased a few of them. They bumped a few of them with vehicles, but they did not intimidate them. They did not budge, and they ended up pulling away.
Well, that's really exactly what needs to happen. You know, we don't need to be violent to tell them to back down. And that is what they should be doing, is backing down and reassessing what they're doing, because just because they've done it before doesn't mean they can break the law. It's like saying, I've robbed a bank twice, so it should be okay. I can do it again.
The whole thing about this is that they're going to do as much as they think they can.
Yep.
And they need to understand a very, very salient point here that anybody that is willing to trample on somebody else's rights, whether they're American or not, are an enemy of America.
You are correct, sir.
So, you know.
All right. Well,
and with all the movement coming up there, they're going to crest the hill one day, and all the snipers, you know, the snipers that can be seen. That just kills me that they can see these guys.
It's been fun to hear your comments
This is textbook foul up. If I had ever been examined in any military unit I was in, and I could say, hey, that's Smitty over there with a sniper rifle. Fail.
Hey,
all those guys all bunched
name.
Up. Fail. No go. It was either go or no go. That whole operation would have been a no go.
Here's your new name for them. F-Troop.
Yeah. F-Troop, yep.
You remember the show?
I do. I remember the guard tower falling.
Exactly.
The snipers were in the guard tower in Clark County, Nevada. So.
All right. Well, I got to go. Teach kids some history.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye. In the remaining time that we have, some magazine called Chicago conducted a 12-month examination of the CPT crime statistics going back several years. And they found, they identified 10 people who had been beaten, burned, suffocated, or shot to death in 2013 that were not announced as homicides. And the cases were reclassified as death investigations, downgraded to more minor crimes, or even closed as non-criminal incidents because they have a vested interest in making, or they did have a vested interest in making crime stats look lower. Now, here's what I will say about this. If you're in a gun control bastion like Chicago was, and you have to do that kind of stuff to make it look good, if you have to create statistics like the UK does, you're going to get caught. Just like the UK has, just like you have now, Chicago. And your lies are revealed to the world. I referenced a very excellent essay by Daniel Greenfield earlier in the week, and we're going to talk about that when we get back. The essay is called Government Power and Evil. And that's when we come back in the next hour. Once again, the Battle Cop, Lock and Load, promo. I run a battle comp on every rifle I own, except for one, and that's because the other one, that one is welded on. This is a chance to get a good piece of kit and do a good thing for a good foundation. Talk about it later in the show. We'll be right back going into the next hour on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.